ग्राहेण युतपतिरम्बुजहस्तार्तः आहेदमादिपुरुषाखिलोकनाथ तीर्थश्रवः श्रवणमङ्गलनामधेय अन्तःसरस्युरुबलेन पदे ग्रहीतो ग्राहेण युतपतिरम्बुजहस्तार्तः आहेदमादिपुरुषाखिलोकनाथ तीर्थश्रवश्रवणमङ्गलनामधेय Antasarasi within the water, within the river. Urubalena by superior strength. Pade leg. Grahita being taken up. Grahena by the crocodile. Yuthapati of the leader of the elephants. Ambujahastaha with a lotus flower in the hand. Artaha, greatly aggrieved. Aha, addressed. Idam, like this. Adipurusha, the original enjoyer. Akhillokanatha, the Lord of the universe. Tirthashravaha, as famous as a place of pilgrimage. Shravana Mangala, all good simply by hearing the name. Namadheya, whose holy name is worth chanting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The leader of the elephants, whose leg was attacked in a river by a crocodile of superior strength, was much aggrieved. Taking a lotus flower in his tusk, he addressed the Lord saying, O original enjoyer, Lord of the universe, O deliverer, as famous as a place of pilgrimage, all are purified by simply hearing your holy name, which is worthy to be chanted. So we are going to read second part of this purport. Yesterday, Shubhilas Prabhu spoke on the first part of the purport. We will discuss on second part of the purport. The elephant addressed the Lord as Tirtha Shravaha, or as famous as a place of pilgrimage. People go to places of pilgrimage in order to be delivered from the reactions of unknown sinful acts. But one who can be freed from all sinful reactions simply by remembering his holy name. The Lord is therefore as good as the holy places of pilgrimage. One can be free from all sinful reactions after reaching a place of pilgrimage. But one can have the same benefit at home or at any place simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. For a pure devotee, there is no need to go to the holy place of pilgrimage. He can be delivered from all sinful acts simply by remembering the Lord in earnestness. A pure devotee of the Lord never commits any sinful acts. But because the whole world is full of the sinful atmosphere, even a pure devotee may commit a sin unconsciously. As a matter of course, one who commits sinful acts consciously cannot be worthy of being a devotee of the Lord. But a pure devotee who unconsciously does something sinful is certainly delivered by the Lord, because a pure devotee remembers the Lord always. The Lord's holy name is called Sharavana Mangala. This means that one receives everything auspicious simply by hearing the holy name. In another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, his holy name is described as a Punya Shravana Kirtana. It is a pious act simply to chant and hear all about the Lord. The Lord descends on this earth and acts like others in connection with the activities of the world, just to create subject matters for hearing about Him. Otherwise, the Lord has nothing to do in this world, nor has He any obligation to do anything. He comes out of His own causeless mercy and acts as He desires. The Vedas and Puranas are full of descriptions of His different activities, so that people in general may naturally be eager to hear and read something about His activities. Generally, however, the modern fictions and novels of the world occupy a greater part of people's valuable time. Such literatures cannot do good to anyone. On the contrary, they agitate the young mind unnecessarily and increase the moods of passion and ignorance, leading to increasing bondage to the material conditions. The same aptitude for hearing and reading is better utilized in hearing and reading of the Lord's activities. This will give one all-around benefit. It is concluded, therefore, that the holy name of the Lord and topics in relation with Him are always worth hearing. And therefore, He is called here in this verse, Namadheya, or one whose holy name is worth chanting.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirae Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Breshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamne Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరద్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్సెస్ వన్స్ అగైన్. ద లీడర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎలిఫెంట్స్ హూజ్ లెగ్ వాజ్ అటాక్డ్ ఇన్ అ రివర్ బై అ క్రొకోడైల్ ఆఫ్ సుపీరియర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ వాజ్ మచ్ అగ్రీవ్డ్. టేకింగ్ అ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ ఇన్ హిస్ ట్రంక్ హీ అడ్రెస్ ద లార్డ్ సెయింగ్, ఓ ఒరిజినల్ ఎంజాయర్ Lord of the universe, O deliverer, as a famous as a place of pilgrimage, all are purified simply by hearing your holy name, which is worthy to be chanted.
Mukam karoti vachalam kangum langayate yakrupatamaham vande sri guru dehatanam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandanam asaduna sadutadam
హరే కృష్ణ. వుడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ ఇన్ అవర్ డైలీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. ఐ సీక్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవస్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సో యాజ్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ అబౌట్ ద ప్రెడిక్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ గజేంద్ర and how Lord appeared to save his devotee. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing about, this second part of this purport is about Tirtha Shravam, that as famous as a place of pilgrimage. So Lord is addressed as a Tirtha Shravam, who is as famous as place of pilgrimage. So everyone want to visit different places. And devotees especially, they visit holy dhams. And Lord is also, when we visit the temple, so we are also visiting a holy place. And also, Prabhupada is writing about the holy name. Lord's holy name is called Shravana Mangala. This means that one receives everything auspicious simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just by hearing, all auspicious things someone receives. So, this beautiful section of Gajendra Moksha appears in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukdev Goswami in detail describes about how Lord Hari liberated, protected and offered his benediction to Gajendra, one who is in the body of an elephant.
Vyadasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka కుబ్జాయాం కిమ నామ రూపమధికం kim tat sudam no dhanam.
Lord is not pleased with externals. Lord is pleased. Bhakti tushyati kevalan nacha gunair. Bhakti priyo madhava. So Lord loves devotion in the heart of a living entity. And no matter which form he has, which qualification, what qualification that living entity has, it doesn't matter. Vidya gajendrasya ka, what kind of knowledge an elephant has. The elephant species is considered the ignorant species. Vidya gajendrasya ka, if somebody thinks that, if I require unlimited knowledge to understand God, then here it has been explained that no, there is no need for having unlimited knowledge and not understanding the Supreme Person and not having devotion for the Supreme Person. Vidya Gajendrasya ka. So that Gajendra, that leader of an elephant, leader of elephants, was delivered by just offering a lotus flower to the Lord with the devotion. And that is what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadaham bhakti uparatam ashnami prayatatmanah. Anyone who offers water, a leaf, a flower, a fruit to me with devotion, I accept it. And that devotion became the cause of Gajendra's deliverance. So as Gaur Purnima is round the corner, we are going to celebrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance just tomorrow. And yesterday, Vishwavilas Prabhu began discussing about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So I also thought, today, this purport explains about Tirtha place, holy places. Lord is the holy place, is the source of all the holy places. And because of his presence, that place becomes holy place. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about Lord Chaitanya's South India tour. So that, I thought we'll discuss about that. And it's very interesting that before Lord Chaitanya sets for South India Yatra, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about the nature of South Indian or South India country. So he says that Nanamata Graha Grastan Dakshinatya Janadvipan Kruparina Vimuchetan Gaura Chakrishcha Vaishnavan. So here we are discussing about a crocodile catching the leg of an elephant and Lord delivered him. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that the people of South India, they were caught by the crocodile of various philosophies, various tattvas. They were like a powerful elephant, but they were caught up with such deviated philosophies. And what Gauranga Mahaprabhu did? Gauranga Mahaprabhu liberated all the people of South India from this clutches of different philosophies. And that is what the Lord Gauranga's mercy to all the living entities in this South India. So, it is said that Sei sab tirtha sparshi mahatirtha kaila sei chale sei loka nistarila. Sei sab tirtha sparshi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited various holy places in South India and made them mahatirtha. By his visit to those places, generally we visit to the holy places to purify ourselves. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited those places, as Prabhupada writes, that for pure devotee, there is no sin or there is no contamination. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a supreme person, he is not visiting holy places to purify himself. He is visiting holy places for only one reason. Sei chale, on the pretext of visiting holy places, sei lokan istarila. All the people of those places, Mahaprabhu liberated them. Offer them the love of Godhead. That is the plan of the Lord. So I'll be focusing on this important topic of how here Prabhupada writes that a pure devotee of the Lord never commits any sinful acts, but because the whole world is full of sinful atmosphere, even a pure devotee may commit a sin unconsciously. As a matter of course, one who commits sinful acts consciously cannot be worthy of being a devotee of the Lord. But a pure devotee who unconsciously does something sinful is certainly delivered by the holy name, by the Lord, because a pure devotee remembers the Lord always. So I'll be focusing on two important leelas while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India. One is Kurma Brahman, and second one is deliverance of Buddha Acharya. So before we come to that topic, here it is also glorified. The holy name is also glorified in this purpose. So I'd like to discuss something about holy name, and then we'll continue our discussion on Kurma Brahman and Buddha Acharya. So, in this world, living entity has two attractions which Kali Yuga brings forth for living entity. One is various sense gratification, and second one is mental speculation. So, living entity is always enamored. This vasana is generated in the association of this Kali Yuga. And there are unlimited vasanas and there are unlimited sense objects. So living entity, all the jivas are afflicted by the various kinds of vasanas. And to continue those vasanas, he speculates. He creates mental adjustments or logic to support those sense enjoyment. So these are the two weapons Kali Yuga uses to capture all the living entities. But holy name of the Lord is so powerful that it pierces both the weapons, or destroys both the weapons of Kali Yuga. In Kali Santarnesha Upanishad, we understand that iti shorshataka naam naam kali kalmash nashanam natar paratar upay sarva vedeshu drishyate. That this 16th syllable holy name is the powerful Mahamantra for this age of Kali Yuga. And in few verses later, it's very interesting verse, it has been written over there. Iti shodasa kalasya jivasya avaranam vinashanam tatha prakashyate parabrahma megha paye ravi rashmi mandali veti. So in this way, Mahamantra of 16 names is the destroyer of the covering of living entity. And when this covering is destroyed, then he will be able to see Parabrahma, Lord Krishna. He shines forth. Just like when clouds are removed and the bright sun is been seen. Similarly, by chanting this 16 syllable holy name, a living entity will be able to destroy the avaran. And it is explained, this avaran is also having a 16 layers. So to destroy 16 layer avaran, you need 16 syllable mahamantra. Sometimes people complain, ye itna bada mahamantra kyun hai? Because our avaran is also that thick. And unless we destroy that avaran, it is very difficult. That vasana is generated. So this 16 avaran is considered
5 karmendriyas, 5 nanendriyas, 5 sense objects, and the leader of all this is contaminated mind. These 16 things need to be purified. And therefore, 16 syllable Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, that 16th level Mahamantra is given. In all the Puranas and all the scriptures, this age of Kali Yuga is considered full of abominable activities. Kaler Dosho Nidhe Rajan. It is full of faults. But the abominable age become worshipable by the advent of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Kalin Sabha Jayanti Arya Gunajana Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtanaiva Sarva Swartha Vilabhyate. Kalim Sabhajayanti Arya Gune Jana Sarabhagi.
So although this Kali Yuga is full of so many faults, where Tinder culture is being propagated, where so many other things is destroying the culture, is abominable. People fear about Kali Yuga. If you talk to Satya Yuga people about Kali Yuga, they will faint. That is the nature of Kali Yuga. But this Kali Yuga is also been worshipped by the great intelligent people. Kali Sabha Jayanti Arya. Not only one or two, those who are intelligent, they worship this Kali Yuga. Because the Lord, which is very difficult to achieve, Lokapalar Api, Narad Muni, he tells to Uttanapa that even the great, great demigods fail to achieve mercy of the Lord. That Sudushkaram Karma Kritva, that Sudushkaram thing can be easily attained by the people of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he gives one very beautiful metaphor about a jail. So this material world is compared with the jail. And a living entity is sentenced with various material temporary bodies. And this jail is torturous. Material world is torturous. But in Kali Yuga, the degree also increases of torture. So in Satya Yuga, it is torturous, but it is also pleasant. In Treta, it becomes little more torturous. In Dwapara, it is little more torturous. But in Kali Yuga, the highest degree of torture has been experienced by living entity. So, the world is going to be torturous. And in Kali Yuga, it is more torturous. More wretched. But the quality of prison is decided about if what is the accessible route to go out. So how much torturous the prison is, that doesn't matter. But how accessible the route to go out is important. So if you are getting tortured, but if you have a access to go out of the prison easily, that is the best thing. So that is what it has been said. In Kali Yuga,
to go out of this prison, to go out of this jail, the access to go out is very easily available. Sankirtana pray. One has to just engage himself in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Just one has to take up this process of chanting the holy name. And that holy name, if one remains attached or stick to the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord, he will be delivered. The living entity will be delivered. So now, this is the condition where all the living entities are trapped. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, descended to deliver all the suffering souls in the age of Kali Yuga. And this Kali Yuga is a special Kali Yuga where Nandanandan Shyama Sundar, Nanda Tanuj, Sri Krishna himself has appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he appears only once in a day of Lord Brahma. In all other 999 Kali Yugas, the expansion of Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Gaura Narayan, he appears. In all other Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan has been propagated. But in this age of Kali Yuga, in this particular Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not only distributing Harinam Sankirtan, but also love of Godhead, which is Su Dushkaram, very rarely achieved. And all the more, this Kali Yuga is blessed by the presence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, one must take benefit of this opportunity and don't miss because of some few trivial things for a little sense gratification and for some small matters. We are missing a big thing if we miss it. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri and wanted to deliver whole South India. So what potency Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed in South India, he never displayed anywhere. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that the potency what he did not display in Navadvip, that potency he displayed in South India. Because in Navadvip, he was performing Harinam Sankirtan in Srivasangan. And anyone tries to break that wall, Mahaprabhu became furious. He did not allow anyone to see that Prem Sankirtan. And Prabhupada also writes there that because people were not ready to accept that. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not display that potency of Harinam in Navadvip. But in South India, just by embracing, just by his association, just by his glance, he infused everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord and go mad by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So as he was delivering all the living entities, he reached the place of Kurma Brahmana in Kurma Kshetra. By seeing such an ecstatic symptom of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Kurma Brahman, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home for having prasad. And he felt blessed. Mor bhagyer simana yae kathan aji mor shlagya hoila janma kuladhan. When you visited my place, you have visited my place. Now today, everything has become
successful. My birth has become successful, my kula has become successful, and my wealth has become successful. So when we utilize our resources in the service of the Lord, instead of our own personal sense gratification. So most of the time, materialistic thing that when we utilize all the resources, my janma, my kula, my prosperity, in my sense gratification, that is the success. But here, Kurma Brahman is saying, because all these things are engaged in you, engaged in your service, my janma has become successful, my wealth has become successful, and my kula has become successful. And then, he was also experiencing, as we are all are in material world, we experience tribulations of this material world. So he wanted to go along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says that, Kripa kara prabhu more, yanatomar sange, sahitena pari dukha vishaya tarange. So he is saying that the torment of this material world, I am unable to bear it. It is continuous. The material world is full of miseries. It is not that this part of the world is happy and that part of the world is miserable. Wherever you go, just like Kerala, from wherever you eat, it is bitter. It is not that the front part is sweet and the lower part is bitter. Or one side of Kerala is sweet or another side is bitter. So material world is compared with the Kerala only. And in Kerala juice, if you try to put some pieces of mango slices, or you try to, so it doesn't become sweet. So, a small patches of sense gratification doesn't make material world happy. Please. It remains miserable, tormenting. Externally looks very attractive, isn't it? But when we take shelter of the scriptures, we understand what is the nature of this material world. And a healthy person externally looks very fit and fine. But only X-ray machine or MRI machine, MRI scan reveals where is the fracture. Isn't it? A person healthily walks, but X-ray machine shows where is the fracture. Similarly, the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, they are like an X-ray machine. Sense gratification looks very attractive externally, but Bhagavad Gita reveals it. What is the nature of this sense gratification? Dukkha yoneva evate. More you try to enjoy, more it backfires. And therefore here, Kurma Brahman is saying, Sahitena pare vishaya tarange. The attraction towards sense objects and the desires to enjoy those sense objects, I am unable to bear it. So please, you take me with you. And this is what generally people want. We want to give up when there is a difficulty in handling. Isn't it? Living entities, one of the weaknesses is control. And if wherever he fails in that control, he want to change the position or he want to change the situation where he can exercise control. So why he is disturbed? He is disturbed because he is not able to control. And when control has been restricted or control is taken away, he experiences miseries.
So now, here Kurma Brahmana is saying, I'm not able to deal with the all such things. I want to come with you. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing?
Prabhu kahe aiche baat kabu na kahiba grahe rahi Krishna nama nirantar laiba.
So you need not have to change your position. You need not have to leave your place.
Atma jaya sutagara pashu dravina bandushu rajya chavikale nityam virudham mamatam jaho.
The home is the place of attachment.
Atma jaya sutagara.
These are the attachments for living entity at home.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, and if somebody leaves that, he immediately becomes free from all such attachments.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that there is no need. The holy name chanting,
grahe rahi Krishna nama nirantara laiba.
So chanting of the holy name is so powerful that anyone who takes to this process can become detached from wherever he is. He need not have to leave the place. That is the potency, that is the power.
And therefore here, also in the purport, Prabhupada is writing that one can be free from all sinful reactions after reaching a place of pilgrimage, but one can have the same benefit at home or at any place simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also saying. That ghara rahiba, Krishna nama nirantara laiba.
So, what we have to do is, and in Prabhupada writes that, one has to purify his existence. Wherever he is staying, the aim should be purifying his existence, purifying his heart. This is the first principle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Kurma Brahmana. Purification of the heart. And second, he says that,
Yara deke tare kahe Krishna upadesh, amar agya guru haiya karyei desh.
And second thing one has to do is preach, distribute this holy name or Krishna naam. So when one purifies and one is engaged in preaching activities or in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that person can achieve perfection of life from any place, from any situation. That is the power of this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you do this, two things.
Kabuna badi be tomar vishaya tarange punarapi yehi thani paiva mora sanga.
So if you do these two things, you will never be obstructed. You will never be tormented by the vishaya tarange, the power of senses. You will never be disturbed. And by doing this process, you will achieve me.
Punarapi yehi thani paave mora sanga.
So this process Srila Prabhupada has given to all of us. And what we have to do is sincerely accept it and follow it. Chanting 16 rounds of Mahamantra. 16 mala, 16 Mahamantra, the syllables and 16 coverings. Possible when we take up this situation, this process. And another episode which has been discussed, because here various philosophies, how they were caught by the crocodile of these philosophies, has been described. here, this there was. I'll just complete in a few minutes. There was a leader of atheistic philosophies, Bodhacharya. So he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing his glories that he is converting or he is distributing the holy name of the Lord and people are becoming Vaishnavas. So out of pride, he came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his ninefold logic. Actually, these people were having no qualification to have a discussion because there is no acceptance of scriptures. They have rejected the scriptures. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the basis of logic, he had an argument with them and finally defeated them. So after getting defeated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this leader of atheistic philosophy, he went back and plotted to contaminate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he brought a contaminated food placed in a metal plate and offered it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that this is Mahaprasad. Please accept this Mahaprasad. And in that purport, Prabhupada writes that how a devotee should not accept anything which is not offered to Krishna and which has been cooked by a materialistic. That food should not be accepted. So as this person brought that plate in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that this is the food offered to Krishna or this is Mahaprasad, please accept it. He wanted to contaminate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering him a meat and such abominable food. So at that time, a very huge eagle appeared on the scene and caught hold that plate in his beak and carried it in the sky. So all the food which was placed in the plate fell on the disciples of this Bodhacharya. And that heavy plate, that heavy metal plate fell on that Bodhacharya. And when that plate hit that Bodhacharya, he fell unconscious. And everyone was bewildered, what is happening? And this, seeing their leader, their guru, unconscious, all the disciples, they ran towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, begging him to revive their teacher. They understood this personality is not some ordinary personality. Sakshat Ishwar Tumi, they said, you are Krishna himself. You are supreme person himself. Please do something to revive our teacher. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time, he says that this, you just chant the holy name of the Lord in his ears. And receiving this, now this Bodhacharya revived his consciousness when he heard the chanting of the holy name done by his own disciples. So in that purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that here the disciples became the guru of his own guru because he received the holy name of the Lord from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. So anyone who hears, who receives, or one who comes in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his mission, he becomes eligible to become a guru. Many times people say, "Arey, aap kya hame bataoge? Aapne kya jivan dekha hai? What have you seen in life? We know better than you." But here, in this purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes that anyone who comes in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes eligible to be a guru. So this Bodhacharya, when he he gets revived by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. He also starts chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this transformation, he became really happy and blessed them. He left that place and came back. Then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains few other pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So both the types, whether somebody is atheistic, whether caught into different philosophies, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered those people simply by giving them the simple process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Love of Godhead. And even those who are in the different situation like Kurma Brahman, to them also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord and purified their existence and offered them the way to Godhead. And that what Prabhupada has done to all of us, that he has given this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord following in the footstep of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to the Pashchatya Desh, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarini. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not display his potency when he was in Navadvip. Similarly, in that purpose, Prabhupada writes, we tried preaching this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord in India. But everyone was busy with their different conceptions and they did not accept. And he displayed that potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan in the Pashchatya Desh, which was caught by the philosophies of Nirvishesha, impersonalism and Shunyavad, voidism. Those people were delivered by the same process. And when once Prabhupada was asked, how did you achieve this much? And Prabhupada said, hum gaya, Hare Krishna kiya, aur sab kuch ho gaya. So we also have to have that faith and we also have to commit to such process to experience same transformation and same miracles in our life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. If anyone has any question, any doubt, they can ask me personally after the class. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.